Welcome to Hump Day Hot Tips. Hump Day Hot Tips give you inspiration to get your imagination going. Remember, these episodes are meant to be suggestions and inspiration, not rules to follow. Así que, diviértete and happy humping. Happy Hump Day, mi gente. Welcome back to another episode of Hump Day Hot Tips. Today's hot tip is active meditation. Now, before you turn this off, after hearing meditation, hear me out. So when people typically think of meditation, like it's super quiet, it's, you know, paying attention to your breath, it's not thinking of anything. Maybe you're sitting like on a pillow or at a yoga studio or something like that. And that is fine and dandy, right? If that's what you want to do, go ahead and do it. But I am here today to talk about active meditation. And active meditation, there might be another term for this, but y'all know I always make up words and shit. So anyways, I refer to this as active meditation. So this is literally what it sounds like. It's meditation that you do while you are active, while you are doing something. And the reason why I recommend this, if you are working on being more focused in the bedroom, so if you find yourself distracted during sex, this is for you. So the reason why I think active meditation is so important as it applies to sex is because when you are having sex, shit is going on, right? There's activity going on. You're not just laying there, like doing nothing, focusing on your breath. Like there's a lot of shit going on around you. There's a lot of movement from you. And so it's super important for you to practice something that is similar to what you would do during sex, right? So active meditation is more easily applied to sex, right? So what is active meditation? Active meditation can be done while doing anything, literally anything. My recommendation is usually to do it when you are brushing your teeth. And the reason for this is that I'm assuming y'all brush your teeth every single day. And so you can ensure that you get at least practice once or twice a day, depending on how many times you brush your teeth. And so what you're going to do is you're going to do it every time you brush your teeth. And this is what it looks like. So you are going to incorporate your five senses. The five senses are sight, scent, so smell, what you can taste, what you can feel, and what you can hear. And so what you are going to do is you are going to go over every single scent while you are brushing your teeth. Or sense, not scent, over every single sense. So it is going to be like, what can I see right now? I see my reflection in the mirror. I see the toothbrush or the toothpaste kind of sudsing up in my mouth. I can smell the mint of the toothpaste. I can feel the vibration of my electronic toothbrush on my teeth. I can taste the toothpaste or the mouthwash, right? I can hear maybe the shower running if my partner's in the shower. I can hear my neighbors. I can hear the birds chirping, whatever it is, right? So you want to do that with every single sense that you have while you brush your teeth. So I'm going to get a little nerdy for a second. The ADA or the American Dental Association recommends you brush your teeth for 2 minutes at a time, every time that you brush your teeth. So if you brush your teeth morning and night, as the ADA recommends, and for 2 minutes, that is 4 minutes of meditation every single day that you are implementing. That is 28 minutes that you are adding to your week, almost a half an hour every single week by not adding anything to your schedule. Like, yes, you're adding the active meditation, but it is while you are brushing your teeth or while you are doing any other activity. This is truly the only form of multitasking that is possible for the human brain. And this activity, active meditation, is vital to making sure that you are able to focus on what's going on in the bedroom and not about what you need to make for dinner, what are you doing tomorrow, what's on your to-do list, all of those other things. You're really going to be able to focus on what's going on in the bedroom. So try this out. Let me know how it goes. Happy humping, mi gente.
If you want help learning to apply these tips, then this is your invitation to join the Sinvergüenza Symposium. Redefine what it means to be a sinvergüenza and learn to do the things you enjoy without shitting on yourself. The waitlist is open and ready for your name. The link to join is in the show notes.